My guest on the second part of Puentes is Bellissimi Gattini fundraiser volunteer, Dr. Guillermo Acosta, to talk to us about a special fundraiser on July 29th. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
What is the meaning of Bellissimi Gattini? And it's going to be supporting the cat's meow. What is that?
Yes, well, my Italian's kind of limited, but Bellissimi Gattini translates to the beautiful kittens. And the Cat's Meow is an organization here in town. It's a cat rescue and adoption center on Mesquita Street, the only one in town.
So how did you get involved?
Well, just from being about town, I would visit Denise Chavez over at her bookstore on Tenille Street. And I've known her for several years, and not many people know this, but she's the only private citizen in Las Cruces who's been granted a feral cat colony permit. Because in her neighborhood, there was a problem, as there are in many neighborhoods, where there was a large cat population, and she took it upon herself to feed them and care for them because she can't stand to see animals suffer, and neither can I. And I think that's a common sentiment throughout all our communities. We don't like to see cats suffer or animals suffer. For some of us, we lean more towards cats, some of us lean more toward dogs, some of us lean more towards birds, but I think it's safe to say universally we don't like to see suffering. So she and I were talking, and early in the conversation it was mentioned, oh, next month is National Lasagna Day. And then later in the conversation she said, oh, I ran into the director of the Cat's Meow, and they really need our help. And I said, well, Garfield the cat, his favorite food was lasagna. And a light bulb went off, and she looked at me and she said, that's what we're going to do. What are we going to do? She said, we're going to have a fundraiser for the Cat's Meow. It's going to be a lasagna dinner. All the proceeds are going to go to the Cat's Meow. There's going to be lasagna from the restaurants, and there's going to be lasagna from local chefs. And if somebody wants to bake a lasagna and donate it, they can attend for free. And if somebody is not a home chef, they can come in and buy a ticket and enjoy lasagna, a lasagna sampling from across town. And we'll have a silent auction. We'll get donations from artists in the community. And we'll visit our local retailers and find sponsors. And it just grew into this giant, fantastic thing. So there's going to be a dinner with entertainment and a silent auction and testimonials about helping animals of all sorts and how that benefits us as individuals and as a community. And there'll be also a special time to honor those pets that we've loved and lost.
And where is the dinner going to be held?
So the Cat's Meow is on Mesquita Street, 2211 North Mesquita, near the intersection of Hadley. And they have a facility where the building they use now is for the cats, but they also have a giant yard and will be set up with tents for the dining space and tents for the silent auction in their yard.
So this is going to be on Saturday, July the 29th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Cat's Meow, National Lasagna Day. This is going to be helping our community, especially feral cats. And some of the celebrity lasagna chefs, you're going to have judges as well?
Yes. So we've been able to secure donations from several of the restaurants through town. And we've also found people to come out and judge lasagna, which wasn't hard to ask people, would you mind coming out and eating lasagna and telling us which ones you like? So there'll be judges and awards given for best lasagnas from restaurants as well as best lasagnas from home chefs. A lot of the donated lasagna from home chefs is a vegetarian fare. So if you have a food concern, I'm sure there's going to be a lasagna that you will enjoy because there are so many to choose from. I think at this point we have 15 or 16 lasagnas identified to come to us, and we're hoping to get another 10 more.
So even if you may not be a lasagna lover, but if you're a cat lover, and especially wanting to help feral cats, what does that mean?
Well, a feral cat is essentially a cat that does not have a home, does not have an owner. It's a cat that lives on its own on the street. So they do not have the comfort of regular meals or somebody to watch to see when they're sick. And unfortunately, we see them all over town. They're roaming through yards, roaming through parks. Sometimes you see them in the street. And a feral cat is a cat that, through spay and neuter, wouldn't be there. Cat populations and dog populations can be controlled, but unfortunately, the reality is that we have an overabundance of unwanted pets. So the Cat's Meow is able to step in at times when people can't keep their pet, or a pet is trapped. Feral cat colonies are controlled by being trapped and spayed and neutered. And if they're sick cats, they're able to nurse them back to health, and also place cats in appropriate homes, care for kittens that have been abandoned by their mother, litters that don't have mothers.
So the Cat's Meow is Las Cruces' only feline adoption and resource center, and they can find out more information on the website, thecatsmeowlascruces.com, to help the Bellissimi Gattini Lasagna Dinner. And that's going to be on Saturday, July 29th from 6 to 10 p.m., National Lasagna Day, and they can call Denise Chavez as well, 575-523-3988.
Yes, Bellissimi Gattini. For more information, you can also call 575-639-3036.
Thank you so much for joining me on Puentes and for helping some of our furry friends. And between you and Denise, one idea has turned into a special fundraiser.
Oh, it's certainly not us. It's the entire community that's gotten behind the idea, and we're just so grateful for that kind of support.
Thank you so much again. Bellissimi Gattini fundraiser volunteer, Dr. Guillermo Acosta.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. An honor.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.